You think it's time to have smarter, more humane public policies? We could do that by implementing smart, visionary legislation. We did it in 1954 with Brown versus Board of Education, when we sent various pygmies to learn, play, and share their lunch buckets together. We should make similar legislation today. We should model it around the words of two heroes, Pope Francis, who says, "This is important, to get to know people, listen, expand the circle of ideas. The world is crisscrossed by roads that come closer together and move apart, but the important thing is that they lead towards the good." And around the words of Abe Lincoln, who reminds us, "Do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends?" How do we do such legislation in today's fractured world? We introduce what People's Lobby inspired Congresswoman Boxer to introduce as House Resolution 1807 in 1989. H.R. 1807 would have formed a joint U.S.-Soviet Peace Corps, where a Soviet and an American would have lived and served together. Do you believe relations between these two superpowers would be safer and saner today if by now 50,000-plus Americans and Russians had worked together as roommating Peace Corps volunteers? When Kennedy started the Peace Corps in 1961, he wanted it to quickly grow to a million. Today, 56 years later, there are only about 220,000 of us returned Peace Corps volunteers. Imagine if we had been smart enough to form a joint U.S.-Soviet Peace Corps around that time. 10 presidents would have had the opportunity to deal with complex issues throughout the world by offering to send the joint U.S.-Soviet Peace Corps rather than the Marine Corps. The world needs more than a dozen cosmonauts and astronauts rubbing shoulders in space, more than Putin and Trump glad-handing each other. It needs fewer soldiers going to Afghanistan, costing us 2.1 million annually, when a Peace Corps volunteer costs $30,000 to $55,000 annually. We don't need Trump's proposed budget cuts to the Peace Corps. We need visionary legislation that produces cost-effective programs, that reduces our over-reliance on military actions, addressing complex world needs, that drains our budget and bleeds our soldiers. Learn more about reintroducing the U.S.-Russian Peace Corps congressional proposal and how this could be a step toward a robust $1 million a year voluntary national service program by exploring the tabs at peopleslobby.us. Push your congressperson to do what Pope Francis and Honest Abe would do: produce legislation that opens roads to doing good and making friends. Thank you.